Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David of Mequon?
Hey, good morning, Matt. I'm going to just say something here because with the last call, we're throwing these people under the bus that are stranded there in Afghanistan. And the reason why I say that literally and figuratively is that if you look last month, what President Biden said last month, he certainly did not portray Afghanistan falling nearly as quickly as possible. I never heard that, you know, the whole scenario just until within the last week. The thing is this: if we don't trust the Taliban, like Biden is saying, then why the heck, seriously? You said they weren't regimented, organized like the U.S. military. Then why did Biden regime put the Taliban in charge of ensuring American service members' safety in Kabul? I mean, and then they gave them a whole list of Afghans of who helped us. They're now going to get slaughtered. I mean, if we don't really trust them, then why do we do all that stuff? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Other than I think he had it in his mind, we're going to just do this no matter what. We're going to make it, we're going to put a emphasis on, you know, was it Floyd Austin? He was the same general that really screwed up in Iraq. And now he's in charge of the Pentagon. You have Blinken, who essentially has been vacillating all over the place. I just think there's a lot of blaming going behind the scenes as to how this happened so quickly. And at the end of the day, you know, if you remember the movie Private Ryan, we sent a whole unit in to get one man. And, you know, if this happens where we're leaving thousands of people there still with Americans, we as Americans are no longer safe, because that would be the first time in history that I recall that we're going to leave people behind enemy lines.
Well, David, we're not leaving people behind. It's down to, I've seen estimates between 500 and 10,000 or 1,500, and we are committed to taking them out. We've sent helicopters in to get them out in various pickup points, so that we're not leaving anybody behind. When you talk about Afghan interpreters, you know, how many interpreters do we have? You know, we've already extracted over 100,000 people. Everybody who wants to get out, which is anybody with a brain in that country, is going to say they supported us and all that. And that's great. We have to decide who it is and get them out. I do not want a flood of jihadist culture coming into Europe and the United States under the semblance of somehow everybody helped us. Many did, and they should be gotten out. Secondly, you're dead wrong about Lloyd Austin. You said he screwed up in Iraq, and now he's a Secretary of Defense. He's a great general.
No, he did
a great job in Iraq, and he didn't screw up Iraq whatsoever. And Iraq is an example of how things work very, very well at the end. You know, Biden didn't go into Iraq. You know, it was George W. who went in lying about weapons of mass destruction. So Lloyd Austin did a good job there. What you're saying about the present withdrawal is this: that Biden misunderstood the damage Trump had done in terms of demoralizing the Afghan government and army, and in terms of recognizing the Taliban. I think that's right. I think that Biden did underestimate the damage Trump had done. Trump had done incalculable damage by recognizing the Taliban, ordering the release of 5,000 terrorists, and then negotiating with them and giving them stature. So when Biden came in, he moved the evacuation date from May 1 to August 31. And he doesn't trust the Taliban, but our choice over there, and we're going to talk a little later about the options, is between genocide and chaos. We could level Kabul in 20 miles in every direction until there isn't even a cockroach stirring. We could do that quite easily. And then our people, whoever's left, take them to the airport. We don't commit genocide. So what you have is these Taliban terrorists and ISIS-K going through dressing like they did in the 8th century, 7th century, and they all look alike. And the Taliban are cooperating with them. And I've said on this show, we should kill them. But right now we have to get out these idiots from El Cajon School District who went there on a field trip, believe it or not, and our people. And we're going to continue to do it. We have to use more muscular force. Thanks for calling, David. Next up to bat, Matt of Johnson Creek, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Matt?
Hi, good morning, Matt. Max, the reactions you're hearing about yesterday are really kind of infuriating to me because people tend to forget that something like this, it happened all the time. You know, Sergeant First Class Rodriguez and Gutierrez, right? Those are two names that nobody knows about, nobody cares about. Those are the last two people killed in combat action before yesterday. And nobody was rage posting on Facebook and trying to impeach Donald Trump because those two died, right? This is the people that say don't politicize the military, and then the people that are using this this military failure and political failure to attack Biden, that Venn diagram is a circle. Because people seem to forget real quickly what came before, as long as it's advantageous to hurt their political rival.
Right. That is an excellent insight. That's exactly right. The hypocrisy reeks in your nostrils listening to these people. What they're saying is that Trump did such damage to our interests in Afghanistan, releasing 5,000 terrorists, recognizing the Taliban, demoralizing the Afghan government, that his successor Biden, in cleaning up his mess, should have realized how really extreme the damage was. And Biden is doing his best to get him out. Matt, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. Next up, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
That's very well said by our last caller, basically what I was going to say. And Biden has a lot more messes to clean up. I just wished one thing. War is an awful thing. And we have until August 31st to get the troops out of there. People should be rallying behind the fact we need to get these people out of there. And you can wait till after August 31st, or maybe it's September 2nd, who knows, to Monday morning quarterback this stuff. The political system in this country is broken. I don't care if it's the vaccine, guns, whatever the situation is, the other side goes to their corner, and there's no solutions here. So in the meantime, you have military people over there fighting for their life, basically, because you have suicide bombers. Think about that. People that strap bombs on themselves or cars or whatever and run into a place and people get blown up as servicemen. But the end of the conversation here is please support the troops, rally behind Biden to get this done. And then after this is done, if you want to criticize, go for it. And that's just my opinion. Thanks, Matt.
That's really well said. It's really well said. Let's support our troops. Let's support the military. Let's support what they're doing. They are in harm's way. Let's support the president who's trying to get this job done. And I've got to tell you, one thing that concerns me a great deal is there are 2,500 troops left. When half of them come out, there'll be 1,250, then 600, then 300, and so forth. Who's going to protect them? I think we need massive air power and the ability and the inclination to use extreme force to protect all of our troops. There's no question that we've got to do that. You're dealing with terrorists. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.